This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 242 for Wednesday, January 26th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange are mixed on Wednesday. For most of the session, new crop contracts traded higher, but things switched before the close. The March canola contract rises $2.30 at $9.97.50 per ton. The May contract gains $4.20 at $9.91.80 per ton. A trader says it's likely the specs are realizing the days of $1,000 canola are done for now, and they're moving on to the new crop contracts to pull up their values. However, another day of significant upswings in global crude oil is spilling over into edible oils. There are strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex, along with small increases in Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed turns around to finish higher. The Canadian dollar is rising with the loonie at 79.37 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.18. In China, next week marks the new year, meaning any trade with the country is very likely to slow down. Despite the rain in South America, the damage is done to soybean crops in Argentina and Brazil. Expect yields to keep coming well away from previously anticipated projections. Also, wet conditions in northern Brazil are impairing soybean crops there. The Ukrainian Minister of Defense says there is no longer an impending threat of invasion by Russia. However, there are still 100,000 Russian troops along the border with Ukraine. The United States Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending January 21st is close to 1.04 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks are nearly 24.5 million barrels, the largest amount since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The March contract spikes 33 cents at $14.40 per ton. March soy oil jumps more than 1.4 cents at 63.93 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal climbs $8.50 at $400.50 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday as the March contract increases 7 cents at $6.27 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the March contract gaining a nickel at $6.57. The U.S. wheat complex is down hard as Chicago March falls 23 cents at $7.95. Kansas City March drops 19 cents at $8.16. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March tumbles 31 cents at $9.16. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 26th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.